Hello, and welcome to our next episode of Talk Concord, a City of Concord, New Hampshire podcast. This podcast brings you information about current and future happenings centered on why Concord is a great place to live, work, play, and invest. I'm Stephanie Breton, Public Information Officer, and today I am joined by Concord Makerspace. So thank you so much for being here today.
It's great to be here.
It's nice to have two guests here. We have Hannah Joy Hopkins, who is operations manager, and I'm sure we'll get into some of this. I know you've spearheaded some new initiatives and built some awareness and welcomed the public into the space, so we'll talk more about that. And then Andrew Heath, you're one of two vice presidents with the organization. You're also a prominent artist, teacher at NHGI, and a volunteer.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in today. I'm glad this all worked out, and we've been talking about doing it for a little while. So Sandra and I were Leadership Greater Concord classmates, so we've been talking about this for a while. So I'm glad finally came together. Yeah, so it's exciting. So could you both, or whoever wants to start, talk about what is a makerspace exactly?
Sure. Makerspace is a collaborative community workspace where people can come together and share information and equipment. So we have a well-appointed wood shop and CNC router, an assortment of laser cutters and 3D printers.
Yeah, it's a fantastic space where if you don't have your own space to have a wood shop, which not many people do, especially if you're living in an apartment or even just have a house with kids, some of these machines can get pretty big. It's also a place where other people are using these machines. They're learning these machines together, learning the process of making and designing, and they can work off each other. They can build up sort of a confidence in making things. So whether you've been making for years and you just are downsizing or you're looking for community space or you've never made anything before, it's a great opportunity to bring people together and use our shared community space.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great option because I also would guess that some of these machines take up a lot of space. So if you didn't have that space at your own home, it works out well as well. So could you talk a little bit about your roles within the organization? I touched on a tiny bit, but I'm sure there's a lot more. So
yeah, sure. So I've been with the board for about 3 years. Okay. I entered actually just at the beginning of the pandemic, which happened to be when the makerspace opened. I lost my studio space and I needed a place to work. So I joined the makerspace that March. I joined the board probably that September, October. And since then, I've been doing general volunteering, helping with the shop, building a few things, but I also help onboard new members and sharing knowledge on the equipment. I help teach people and bring people on, help build some confidence and get people settled into the space with the opportunities that they've now entered themselves into. On top of that, I suppose I do things like market days and evangelize the space and get out there. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's been fun.
Hi, I'm Hannah Joy Hopkins. I'm the operations manager at the Concord Makerspace. My first experience with the Makerspace was actually as an artist in residence.
Okay.
When we were in another location. So I took advantage of that opportunity and got to know Andrew and some other board members. And so as the space evolved and developed and moved locations, the board saw the need for someone to run the operations and do some of the other tasks that the board didn't necessarily have time for. So my position is grant funded, and I get to interface with our members. So I do a lot of the tours and the and then once someone has decided to join the makerspace, I do what we call onboarding and give them the rundown of our member expectations and our member handbook. And I get to do a lot of outreach too, and networking, and building visibility in our community.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
That's a good term. I like that.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds like a fun job.
So much fun.
She's been fantastic at it too. We've been very happy.
Well, you did touch on my next question a little bit, which is some people might remember you as Making Matters New Hampshire from many years ago when you were in your old location, which is in Penacook, correct? But you're now located right over the line at 197 North Main Street in Bosquen. So could you talk a little bit more about how the organization got started and then kind of evolved a little bit into the current location you're in today?
Of course. So I entered just as we got our first space as a member. I would say we started as an organization about a year or two before that, bringing classes together into the space, figuring out what we wanted to be, figuring out what a makerspace meant to Concord. We started out in the BD Electric building, that large brick building in front of the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to have office spaces, creative spaces that you could rent, as well as a wood shop. We had a few other shops, textiles, even a break room. And despite the fact that we opened 3 weeks before the pandemic started, which is not a great time to start a business.
But how would you have known?
We did surprisingly well. We pulled in quite a bit of members, and we made a real mark.
That's where I spent a portion of my pandemic.
Yeah, we're office mates.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being sort of an oasis from your apartment, for one.
Right.
But just from... I don't know, the bad vibes that were coming out, right?
A creative outlet for people, probably, right?
Exactly.
Something to do and get out and, yeah.
A place to explore. So we were there for about 3 years, and then it was time to move on, and so we moved to Bosquen, which happened to only be about 4 or 5 minutes down the road, if that. And while our footprint is a little smaller, I think our capacity and our quality of shop has really risen, and we've been able to reach more people and provide a much higher quality of experience for our members, driven by the needs of our members. So we're member-driven. All of our board members, all of our volunteers are members of the space.
Okay.
And Karen utilize the space in some way.
So there are some different components you talked about that are involved with the makerspace: wood shop, prototyping, textiles. If someone's listening and they're interested, could you talk a little bit more about each of these areas and maybe some of the things that people use them for?
Of course. So our biggest shop is our wood shop, which would have your table saw, sliding compound saw, band saw, joiner, planer, things you would expect in a fine woodworking shop, things that would help you make a cabinet or a chair, things that when you think of getting into woodworking, you think of these machines. Now, these are entirely accessible machines. You can get smaller versions of them, but you can only make so big at that point. So we provide the space along with the equipment. I would say our crown jewel would be our flatbed CNC machine, which is a computer-controlled router that can cut out large sheets of plywood, pine, whatever you have, creating complex shapes, even creating what they call 2.5D, or a relief sculpture, right? A relief carving. And we have classes for that. We also have our lasers and our 3D printers. All of these have checkouts that allow people to get comfortable with these machines. What people are doing with these machines are exploring their interest in making that they might have gotten from, YouTube or from a friend, maybe back when they're in high school and they did shop.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they have a little bit of extra time or they're trying to get out of the house a little bit, looking for a new hobby as spring comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're building cabinets. They're building cutting boards. They're making miniatures for their D&D games. They're trying to think of some really
good... Not on the CNC.
Not on the
CNC. The minis happen on the resin printers.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I've made a ton of furniture using the CNC machine. One of our members just started making an electronic organ.
Oh,
a keyboard.
Wow.
It's wild.
It's very good. It's very good.
That's pretty impressive.
And it's great to watch stuff being made in the space over time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gets you excited about making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I have my own studio at home, and some of the members also have their own space at home. But there's something about making work in a community space
mm-hmm.
that is... helps encourage you to make things and helps making the experience fuller. I understand I diverted a little bit, but we're talking about what's in these areas,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Our prototype, so I'll talk about prototyping.
Yeah, let's talk about
that. So we, in our what we call our prototype lab, we have some electronics so you can, you know, wire your projects up to light up in crazy ways. Some of the cosplayers use that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have 3D. We have two filament 3D printers and two resin printers, which Andrew mentioned. The gamers like that for making their minis.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a series of laser cutters, different sizes. The classic Glowforge that folks might know about, and then we just got an X-Tool. If anyone out there knows brand names, I really mm-hmm. like the X-Tool. It does a lot, and it has some gizmos, exciting gizmos that we haven't put in yet, but we're hoping to get up and running. So laser cutters are really great for personal engraving. I made a series of acrylic awards for an organization.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry boxes.
Jewelry?
Jewelry, yes.
Yeah.
We have a member who, like, runs a business, jewelry mm-hmm. making,
yeah.
and found us when she... when her machines went down and we were able to support her and getting her back on her feet and moving forward.
Yeah.
And then also we have a member who notably like started on the CNC machine. It's like, well, I really want more detail. And so he's taken his project then to the laser cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And the two are very related and can work very well together. So it's kind of exciting to see how our members are using the different tools in tandem with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And how those projects are developing. So as a prototype, so we call it a prototype lab.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Something I think's worth mentioning too is some of our members from time to time will be making stuff for the space, helping to build that community.
Mm-hmm.
And so while they're making stuff for themselves, they're also making the makerspace.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole makerspace is volunteer and member built and driven.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that looks like it was built by someone.
Probably built by a member.
Probably mm-hmm. built by a member.
Mm-hmm.
This would, of course, exclude the large machines, but all of our cabinetry, all of our, a lot of our storage space is made by members.
Mm-hmm.
Some tooled carts are made by members. It's a great way of building up that confidence and building that community.
Yeah, that's cool to see all that stuff too, I'm sure. Stay
it's very
in that
fun.
Space. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Hannah, we'll turn it over to you a little bit to talk about memberships. So if someone's yeah. listening, how would they get started?
Two ways.
Okay.
You go straight to our website, which is concordmakerspace.org,
mm-hmm.
and poke around there and you can join straight away on the website if you're already raring to go, and there's a spot where you can sign up, and it'll send a notification to me or one of my counterparts or one of our board members who I work with.
Okay.
And then Once someone has actually joined, then they can get a tour of the space and a key to the space. Every one of our members has personal access to the space.
Mm-hmm.
And they have access from 7 to 11 p.m., 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. As we grow, that may change, but those are our hours for now.
Okay.
So a tour is the way to start. And mm-hmm. come talk to me or Sandra or one of our other board members, and we'll tell you all about the details and all about the tools that we have in our space and a little bit about how our space works. It's a very small space, so courtesy is a big part of being a member and cleaning up after oneself and making sure that tools are working for the next person and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then after you're a member and you've gotten the tour and you're like, yes, I want to do this, then we have a process for making sure that each one of our members is, we call them checkouts, is checked out on the machine. And that means that another volunteer member has worked with a new member and said, here's how not to hurt yourself with this machine. Here's how not to hurt the machine or yourself.
That's important.
Very important. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's kind of up to the member about what kind of project they want to work on. If they need more specific instruction, then some of our more experienced members are available for mentorship. And there's a couple classes. We have classes and other member activities so that our members can meet one another, for one thing,
mm-hmm.
Because that's a big part of it, is being able to collaborate and being able to share the ideas. So after you've paid the membership and have some of your checkouts, it's kind of up to the member to get what they want, to use the space as they will. If they want to go and be quiet and not talk to anyone and mm-hmm. just do their project and go home, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is different, and that is cool too, but I get really excited by seeing our members meet a new member for the first time and be like, oh my gosh, we have so much in common. And then the conversation just evolves and so much information is shared, and it's so exciting mm-hmm. to see that.
Yeah, that's definitely a benefit to having that collaborative space. So could you talk about some of your classes and events that are going on?
Classes and events, yes. classes are, we have, well, Andrew mentioned that we have classes for the CNC machine.
Mm-hmm.
And our classes can be just a few hours or several hours. So like the CNC class is a 6-hour time period, but it's broken up into 2-hour chunks, some online, some in person, some practical.
Okay.
And our classes tend to be that way because a lot of the equipment that we have available has a software aspect that you have to design in the software, do your computer programming, and then put it into the computer and press the go button and have the machine do its thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have had, and we'll hopefully have again if Andrew agrees to do it, some of that software training separate from the other machines.
Okay.
So that's for classes. And then events. In Town Concord is starting up First Fridays this mm-hmm. summer, which is super exciting. And so we have also started up our open houses on those First Fridays so that we'll be open if you want to wander up to Bosquin on one of those First Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a tour of the space and meet some of our members. And then the other opportunity to get to know our space is Ask the Expert, which is a kind of an open discussion session, very casual. We've been asking one of our experts to give a 15-minute talk on just a short, like, mini lesson on their topic for the day, and then it's open to individual discussions and some of that collaboration. So if you need extra help if you're stuck on a project somewhere, you can get a little advice, or if you just want to show off what you've been doing,
mm-hmm.
Then it's a great time for that show and tell and to meet your fellow members. And then it is open to the public. So if you're curious about the makerspace and, you know, just want to come meet some of us and see what the space is about and maybe pick up a little information, makes it a little more approachable to actually go use some of the machines, that's we welcome that.
Yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity as well. Yeah. Could you remind people how they could find out more information? You said there's a lot of information on the website, right? And then the event listings and classes there as well.
Events are typically posted on Facebook, so you can also follow us on Facebook. So that's ConcordMakerspace.org, and then it's Concord Makerspace on Facebook.
Okay, that's good to know as well. Is there anything else you want to share about the... Before I turn to my final question that I usually just ask people about Concord, is there anything else you want to share about the organization or the space?
The Makerspace is cool because you can find people that are doing the same thing you are.
Yeah, I love the collaborative aspect of that because I feel like it probably just feeds into all that creativity. You know, it grows. So, yeah.
Especially post-COVID, we're all so hungry for community. So if you're a maker, then this is a place to find that community.
The people that come to our makerspace really care. Mm-hmm. They really care about what we're trying to do, and they care about what other members are trying to do, and they're excited about making.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really exciting to me, that confidence that can be grown from simply having access to a space that's available to you and people that care. That's really exciting to me, and that's why I've been sticking around for 3-4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the space is great, but the people are fantastic.
Yeah, it's the people. A membership, once you've signed up, there is a monetary exchange for that at $65 a month.
Okay.
And we do offer discounts for various groups like seniors, veterans, students. I do believe there is a process for a family discount. If like everyone in your family wants to come make, then that is possible and we can help make that affordable.
Okay.
And then if anyone out there is interested in a tour, they can email info@ConcordMakerspace.org.
Okay.
Straightforward, and say, hey, I'd like a tour. This is what I'm interested in.
Okay.
And then myself or Sandra or one of our other board members will respond and schedule a personal tour.
Okay. Yeah, that's great to know too, just in case they can't make the first Friday slot. So, yeah. Well, my last question I usually like to wrap up with is, what are some of your favorite things to do in Concord and beyond, if you want to mention that, when you aren't working or creating in the makerspace?
That's a really good question.
We're talking about that on the way over, actually.
We were. Yeah. We were. I'd say the good answer is I love being part of this growing creative community, whether it's what's going on in certain projects or at the school or at the makerspace, I suppose. I love just seeing what Concord's trying to do and building itself up creatively. But individually, just on my own, there are some really good hiking trails around. I live near Bear Brook, which is a great trail, but also I got to shout out the Audubon, which has a fantastic trail. It's probably my go-to for lunch. And then Red River Theaters is fantastic. They always have a really good selection. Those would be some favorite things of mine in Concord.
Those are some good ones for sure. Yeah.
I'd second most of that. I spent a lot of COVID walking the nearly 88 miles of walking trails that are around Concord. I was floored to find out there's that many, and I've been on most of them now with some various friends. So walking around Concord, especially in the good weather, is wonderful. And then there's some really great art things happening downtown that I've been hanging around and, you know, getting to know some of those artists. And it is very exciting. Some of the energy that's building that I think a lot of people have been like waiting for the time, and it might be time. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. Well, thank you both again for being here and sharing all this great information, and, looking forward to more things happening at the Makerspace in the future.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Stephanie.